going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Grant Boone is an exceptional broadcaster, a play-by-play host of the Al PGA Tour and the Golf Channel, a sports broadcaster for NBC, CBS, ESPN. Grant, welcome to Talking Golf.
Good morning, Annie. I love talking golf, and especially with someone like you. How are you doing? The golf game is clearly in mid-season form, from what I hear.
Well, I was just part of a winning team, and two of the women on our team were just, they just play lights out. It's such a
so
joy to watch
as always.
These.
Modest as always. My sources tell me you carried the team.
That is not the case,
okay.
I can assure you. But, hey, the last time I saw you, we were walking with none other than Caitlin Clark when she was playing in the Pro-Am of the Annika, the LPGA tournament in Florida. How much fun was that?
Well, I'll put it this way. I've been working at Golf Channel for 25 years.
Wow.
That's the first time we've ever gone live from a Pro-Am. So what does that tell you about the Caitlin Clark effect? And then to have Annika there. And then she was playing with Nelly for 9 holes, so who ended up winning the tournament. So it was Caitlin and Nelly, and it was this nexus that was memorable. And it's the kind of thing that those of us who really love the LPGA Tour loved, because I've broadcast women's basketball for 30 years and love every bit of it. And you just want to keep seeing all sports, men's and women's, continue to grow. And mainly what you want, Anne, is you want people to see it. And then if they don't like it, great. It's because none of us are going to love everything. But at least see it first, at least be exposed to it. And my dear friend and longtime colleague, Judy Rankin, always says, if you get just a little bit of the LPGA, if you get a little bit of exposure to it, if you play in a Pro-Am as you have, if you walk like you did with Caitlin Clark in a Pro-Am with Nelly Korda, if you get a little taste of the LPGA, you will be hooked. Not every single one will be, but if you're a golf fan, you'll be amazed by what they do, and I have been for 25 years.
Absolutely. I mean, all those basketball fans who showed up, I've never seen so many people at a Pro-Am. Now, how does the LPGA ride that momentum? Can they benefit from the Caitlin factor?
I think the rising, the boats lift, the lift, what's the phrase? Lifts all boats. The rising tide lifts all boats. If you get, I sound like George W. Bush all of a sudden, I am in Texas, fool me once, as he said, or whatever. But if you get people paying attention to how good someone is, Caitlin Clark is a good basketball player. Not a good women's basketball player. She's just a good basketball player. Nelly Korda is a phenomenal golfer. And people always, I hear people say, well, watch the LPGA. It's way more like a how a guy would play, an amateur guy. And I'm like, what amateur guys are you looking at?
Yeah,
I'm
exactly.
an amateur guy. I can't play anything like they play.
They are so talented.
We're blown away when we see Rory, aren't we, Ann? When we see him hit a 350-yard drive. The superpower that you and I get to witness on the LPGA and fans of the LPGA, their superpower, generally speaking, is hitting the ball straight. And anyone who's ever tried to hit a golf ball knows that that does take a superhuman power to hit the ball straight. The ball doesn't want to go straight, at least mine
don't. Especially at that distance that these women hit.
Unbelievable. They hit it so much farther than people think. So, yeah, you get Caitlin going great in her sport. You get Nelly catching eyeballs, you know, in LPGA. You see what's happening in gymnastics and softball and other women's sports. And I think it does create a little bit of a buzz, and we need every bit of it. Again, you just want people to see it. As long as they've seen it, then you say we've had a fair shot. And like, for example, this afternoon, it's going to be on NBC. So, the ratings are always better when the LPGA is on network, not sure. just Golf Channel. And so that'll be today. And I hope we have a great finish.
Well, it's the first major for the women, the Chevron Championship. I know. I remember this major when it was the Nabisco Dinosaur. The championship was in the desert and Palm Springs, Mission Hills. And, you know, I would play in the Pro-Am a few times and interviewed celebrities like Joe Pesci and Alice Cooper. Mm-hmm. And I miss those days, Grant. But it's taken off. It's taken off in the Woodlands in Texas.
Yeah, it's certainly trying. It's going to be, you couldn't move the Masters to a different location and then just suddenly say, well, hey, this is great, and have everyone be early adopters of it. And so 51 years, you know, of the Dinosaur, you know, in Mission Hills in the desert. It was the LPGA's Masters. It was the place they went back to every year. We remember that 18th hole. We remember all the great shots, Kari Webb holing out to force a playoff and then winning it. And so you have those great memories, and now they've moved it to a different place. The club at Carlton Woods has proven to be a very good test. You know, you got 9-under par leading going into the final round, and I don't think people want to see a birdie fest at a major. You don't want to see people shooting 20-under. So good. It's been a really good hard test, and you've got two elite players. You've got the last two rookies of the year. You've got two players who have spent a ton of time in the top 15 in the world. They're not elite in terms of wins, but you've got Lilia Vu, who won it 2 years ago. You got Nelly, who won it last year. They are both elite. They both won a couple of majors. And so you've got a little history that...
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
It's building, but I think it's going to take time. And what you need is you need to continue to have great Sundays, great finishes on NBC. And hopefully we have that again today.
And you have Lexi Thompson right in the mix.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, she's only three shots back. I think the semi-retirement state is working for her, don't you?
Let's all semi-retire. What do you think? And see how that goes. Lexi, you know, right now you got Haedon Yu, who's from Korea, and young, brilliant young players, the best ball striker on the LPGA Tour. Mao Saigo of Japan, they're tied. And she, so you got the last two rookies of the year. They're right there. Then you have Lindy Duncan, who's this veteran, this journey woman. She's 34 years old. She's played 11 years, 12 years out there. She's never won. She's really never been in contention in a big event like this before, so she's going to play in the final group. Then Sarah Schmelzel is this, you know, talented American who's been out there 7 years. She's threatened to win a couple of times, played on the Solheim Cup team last year. She's got a chance to break through in a huge way, and then my gosh, the face of the LPGA Tour, really more than anyone. Lydia Ko would be up there as well, but you're talking for the last 15, almost 20 years. Remember when she was 12 and she made the U.S. Open, Lexi Thompson back in 2007. Now she's, you know, she's 30 years old now. She said last year, I'm stepping away full time. Never said she was retiring. She just said, I living life in the fishbowl. My colleague Morgan Pressel knows what that's like. You're a preteen and you're already being, you know, cheered on to try to win big events. And it's just, it is a grind. People don't know what it's like. Most of us will never know what that's like. And so Lexi, I think it just took a little pressure off of her to say, I'm done on a full-time basis. I'm still going to pick and choose. And she finished 50th on the points list last year. So, you know, out of 180 players. So she had a very good year. And after she announced that semi-retirement, she almost, you know, she put herself in contention at a major at Sahali at the women's PGA. She almost won up in Grand Rapids, lost a playoff after that announcement. So there's no reason to think that Lexi couldn't do it. She's had so many close calls. So this isn't quite Willis Reed at the Garden coming out of the locker room and coming back. Not quite that.
Great analogy,
Lexi,
though. I love it.
It is the fan. but if Lexi comes back and wins today, we're going to be talking about this forever, as long as they talk about women's golf. A player who rose above. If you talk about anything with Lexi, it's her resilience. She has been flattened by the game. The number of close calls, missed putts, late shots, you know, chances to win major championships, went to the, you know, at Olympic Club, a great chance to win at Congressional in 2022, had the lead late. So many times with a chance to win. She has the one major. It was at this event, out at the desert in Palm Springs in 2014. And now 11 years later, 6 years, we're talking that this is her 98th start since she last won on the LPGA Tour. If she wins again, this is going to be an all-time day.
Wow. It's just exciting that she's up there, right? And, of course, Nellie Korda then became the face of American golf. And she hasn't really, you know, well, obviously, how do you repeat last year? Her, you know, she had such an incredible five straight wins, including the Chevron Championship. Nellie's in there, but she shot even par. She's one under.
Yeah, she shot one under yesterday. Yeah. She's even for the tournament and nine back. That would, you know, 10 back is the all-time LPGA record for a Sunday rally, and seven is the largest comeback in a major to win. So history says that Nellie's not going to win it. She did yesterday at one point get within four of the lead, and seeing as how she started the day, eight off the lead, and late Friday she was 14 shots off the lead. So she got it within four yesterday, then had two double bogeys in a row. And that really ended her legitimate chances to win. You never say never with Nelly. I mean, I think they're going to set the course up a little easier today, and she's going to go out early. It's not likely. But then again, neither was winning seven tournaments in a row. So I've quit putting anything past Nelly. But she would need to do something historic like she did last year. But in one day, it would be the biggest Sunday rally in the history of 75-year history of women's of major championship golf.
Before I let you go, Grant, and I always want more time with you, but how's Uncle Pat? Is he still playing golf?
Uncle Pat, I saw him last week when we were out in L.A. for the JM Eagle L.A. Championship. I went with him. You'll love this, Annie. He's 91 in June. And of course, he hit it big there in New York on the Ted Mack Amateur Hour, then on the Ed Sullivan Show. He finished his degree at Columbia up there while he was starring on the Ed Sullivan Show. Then he hit it big in Hollywood and moved out to Beverly Hills. He still does a weekly radio show on Sirius XM, 50s on 5. So it's a Sunday afternoon show. I went with him to record the episode, and he had on, of all people, Ryan Cassidy, the son of Shirley Jones, one of his longtime co-stars. Sure. So he's, I'm telling you, he still got it. And we're driving around Hollywood, and I'm just thinking, this is surreal. Like, it pinched me. But Uncle Pat, he's a legend. He's my dad's brother, and he's still going strong.
Love him.
Not
love
as strong
you.
As Thank you, you. But he's still going strong.
Oh, gosh. Thank you so much, Grant. I just love talking to you. What fun. Really, always
Great
a pleasure.
Fun. So fun. Thanks, Annie.
Thank you so much, Grant Boone.